Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. Four astronauts from the United States, Japan and Russia reach International Space Station as part of NASA's Crew 11 mission. Four-term lawmaker Jung Chung-rae elected new leader of South Korea's ruling Democratic Party. Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki volcano in Indonesia erupts twice, sending ash 18,000 meters into the sky. And India creates history with two Indian table tennis doubles teams reaching the finals of WTT star contender in Brazil. Four astronauts from the United States, Japan and Russia have successfully reached the International Space Station ISS as part of NASA's Crew 11 mission. The team docked at the ISS today at 11:57 a.m. IST after a 15-hour journey. They lifted off aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 9:13 p.m. last night. Upon arrival, Crew 11 joined seven astronauts already aboard the ISS. During their six-month stay, the Crew 11 astronauts will carry out a variety of scientific experiments and technology demonstrations. These include simulating lunar landings, testing eye protection methods for space travel, studying how plant cells divide in space, and many others. India has received 16 Airbus C-295 military transport aircraft, marking a significant upgrade in its defence capabilities. The handover took place today in Seville, Spain, with Indian Ambassador Dinesh K. Patnaik and senior Indian Air Force officials in attendance. The delivery came 2 months ahead of schedule. A report.
On October 28 last year, a milestone in India's Atmanirbhar mission was achieved. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with Spain's Pedro Sanchez, inaugurated the C-295 final assembly line in Vadodara, Gujarat. This Tata Airbus factory will produce the C-295 aircraft for the Indian Air Force. The deal worth 21,935 crore rupees will see 56 C-295 replace the aging Avro fleet. 16 aircraft have been received from Spain, while 40 will be assembled right here in India. The first locally assembled aircraft will be ready by 2026, with all 40 set to be delivered by 2031. This is Airbus's first ever full-scale aircraft production outside its home country. The C-295, a versatile transport aircraft, is crucial for tactical operations, cargo and medical evacuation. India will soon be the largest operator of the C-295, enhancing its military capabilities. This is a proud moment for India and a step closer to self-reliance in defense. Desk report, Akashwani, Navanita Adhikari.
Four-term lawmaker Jung Chung-rae was elected as the new leader of South Korea's ruling Democratic Party, DP, today. He secured 61.74% of the vote during the National Party Convention held at Kintex in Goyang, northwest of Seoul. Jung's victory marks the end of Lee Jae-myung's tenure as DP leader following Lee's election as president in June. Park Chen-dae trailed far behind with 38.26% of the vote. The election results were determined by a combination of votes from DP delegates, 15%, dues-paying members, 55%, and a public poll, 30%. Jung garnered significant backing from dues-paying members, winning 66.48% of their votes, 46.91% from delegates, and 60.46% in the public poll. Authorities in South Africa's Western Cape have confirmed new bird flu outbreaks, urging the public to stay alert but not be alarmed. The Western Cape Department of Agriculture reported cases of high pathogenicity, avian influenza or bird flu, in chickens in the northwest and Mpumalanga provinces. A separate outbreak was detected in ducks near Paarl in early July. Affected animals were culled to prevent further spread. Bird flu has also led to deaths among great white pelicans in the Cape Town area. This is the first case of mass mortalities among wild birds since 2022. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In Indonesia, Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano in East Nusa Tenggara erupted twice from Friday night till this morning, sending ash 18,000 meters into the sky. The first eruption happened at 8:45 p.m. on Friday with an ash column reaching 10,000 meters. A second, stronger eruption followed at 1:26 a.m. today with ash soaring to 18,000 meters. The ash drifted southwest, west and northwest. The eruption was accompanied by rumbling and loud booms. Seismographs recorded a 47.3 millimeter amplitude earthquake during the larger eruption. Residents were also advised to watch for floods and wear masks due to ash risks. Flight delays and cancellations are reported at Komodo International Airport. Mount Lebotobi is one of Indonesia's 127 active volcanoes. The country is prone to volcanic eruptions due to its location along the Ring of Fire. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the sacking of Erica McIntyre, Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, accusing her of manipulating data for political purposes. In a post on social media platform, Mr. Trump said the Biden appointee, Dr. Erica, faked the jobs numbers before the election to try and boost Kamala Harris's chances of victory. He said important numbers like this must be fair and accurate, and they cannot be manipulated for political purposes. President Trump's announcement came just a few hours after the BLS released the July jobs report, which showed just 73,000 non-farm jobs added, far below forecasts and downward revisions of over 250,000 jobs for May and June combined. Four people were killed in a bar shooting in Anaconda, U.S. state of Montana. Local media citing law enforcement officials reported that the shooting occurred yesterday at the Owl Bar in Anaconda, a city located in southwestern Montana. The suspect remains at large and is believed to be armed and dangerous, according to the Anaconda Deer Lodge County Law Enforcement Center. An investigation is underway. Japan had its hottest July in recorded history, with temperatures 2.89 degrees Celsius above average, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency. The nationwide average for July surpassed the previous record set in 2024 by 2.16 degrees Celsius. In cricket, India set a target of 374 runs for England after their second innings against host England today on day three of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London. Batting at number 8, Washington Sundar smashed 53 runs and 46 balls as India got all out for 396 runs. Earlier, Yashasvi Jaiswal hit 118, while Akash Deep scored 66 runs, helping India reach a respectable total. In table tennis, India has made history at the WTT Star Contender 2025 in Foz do Iguaçu in Brazil today, with two Indian doubles teams reaching the finals, first for the country in this tournament. In mixed doubles, top seeds Manush Shah and Dia Chitale reached the final after a dominant 3-0 win over Chile's Nicolas Burgos and Paulina Vega. In the semifinals, they will face Japan's surprise qualifier pair Satoshi Aida and Honoko Hashimoto in the final. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Four astronauts from the United States, Japan and Russia reach International Space Station as part of NASA's Crew 11 mission. Four-term lawmaker Jung Chung-rae elected new leader of South Korea's ruling Democratic Party. Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano in Indonesia erupts twice, sending ash 18,000 meters into the sky. And India creates history with two Indian table tennis doubles teams reaching the finals of WTT Star Contender in Brazil. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.